Yes, hello.
Oh, hi, Richard. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. I was just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment again, and it's just saying that the CVV doesn't match, so I think maybe the bank sent you a new card with a different expiration.
And what's the last four ending on the card?
Oh, you know what? My bad. It does say insufficient funds, so I think that error I saw was from a prior call. But the last four are 7075. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say I did just redo a card, but that was my personal checking account card. So I was like, that's why I was like, how did they? I don't think that's the case.
No, we have the correct card. It's 7075. That's your business card, right? A Visa?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So I think we're good to go there. It's just saying that the funds are low, so did you need some more time, or did you want to use a different card in the meantime?
I don't even know. It was actually some things I wanted to actually figure out, too, while I had you guys on the phone.
Sure.
I was trying to it says I'm not verified on Google. Like, I keep getting calls saying I'm not verified, and I don't have a blue check by my Google thing on whatever. I don't know. Do I own my own domain? Like, can I take ownership of it and not have you guys a part of it?
So a couple of things is there's a lot of scam companies out there that will call you up and say, oh, you're not verified on Google, just to scare you so that you start doing business with them. So to answer that question, your Google business page is absolutely verified and it's optimized. So there's nothing wrong with your Google business page. But again, people will tell you that just to try to scare you. Okay.
I looked up on a certain keyword, and my business wasn't one of the ones popping up either. You know what I mean? So I was like, just trying to figure out.
Do you recall which keywords they were?
I used a lot of keywords. Moving, remove, tree service, stump service, towing, hauling. Like, it's a lot of keywords that I use.
Okay, so if you ever see that there's something specific that you're not coming up for, you can email that over and we can optimize those words. But I will tell you this, that in the time that you've been with us, Richard, your company has been found on the first page of Google 7,465 times, and you've had 226 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So you've probably gotten a ton of work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you where they found you by chance?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I know I do so much advertising on my own, like passing out business cards. I get a lot of referrals. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, a super tremendous amount of referrals.
Okay.
So, it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, I couldn't even, you know what I mean? I wouldn't even, you know, when I do think about it, I feel like maybe 80%, 90% of my work comes from third party, knowing me already, did a good job, Google, through U-Haul or me advertising, people call me back, like, you know what I mean? So I couldn't even really depict it, you know what I mean?
So here's what I would suggest. Number one, start asking people, how did you hear about me? You're going to hear all day long, I looked you up online, I saw you on the internet, I found you on Google. All of that is as a result of this program. Now, if you want something that's a little bit more trackable, we could put a tracking number on your Google Business profile. And what that means is we would purchase a brand new 605 area code number. When people call that number, it will forward over to your number. And the idea behind it is so that you could go on the dashboard and you can see the people that are calling you from that tracking number. So that might be something that you want to try, just so that you can see a little bit more concrete, you know, as to which people are actually calling you from Google as opposed to calling you as a referral or someone that got your flyer or, you know what I mean? So we could do that. Right. That's usually a little upsell for our existing clients, but I can put it up there at no additional cost if you like.
Yeah, I think I want to do that because, I don't know where really anything is coming from, and I just want to see it growing. I want to, you know what I mean? I want to see this stuff taking place. You know what I mean?
Right. You want to make sure it's working. Absolutely. Yeah. I don't blame you. So, okay. So I'll have the technicians put the tracking number on there and that will help you. That way you'll be able to see. Do you ever go on your dashboard from time to time to look at the results that you're getting?
Yes and no. I do have my computer right here with me.
Okay. So, if you try to log on right now, it won't give you access. It'll just tell you that the account is in suspension and that's just as a perk to call us to take care of the payment. But once the payment goes through, you'll have full access again. Now, one thing I can do for you, Richard, to help you out a little bit, because, you know, you've been with us 2 years, so now you're a loyalty client, I can put you into corporate pricing of $129 monthly. That would at least save you $20 off that past due balance. Now, if you can take care of that, if you can take care of that right now, that's great. We can go through the dashboard together. But if not, we can give you a little bit more time, and then once that goes through, we can show you the dashboard that day.
Okay. Honestly, I mean, I do have the money right now, but I'm battling financially with a couple of things, and I'm just trying to maintain. So if we could wait, I do have I have been delivering some spas. I'm supposed to have a nice check coming in at the end of this week. So if we could wait, and if that comes, I can do what I can do. But even if it doesn't come by then, I can just still go ahead and pay.
Okay, so do you want me to maybe touch base on Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do that. So I'll touch base with you on Friday. The system does try to process it once daily, so there's a chance that it might automatically go through. But if I don't hear from you, then I'll follow up on Friday, okay?
Okay, that's cool. Let's do that. Also, I would still like to talk to you Friday anyway. Right now, I don't really have the time, but thanks for calling. But I do want to see where I'm at with my domain and et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, and I'm putting on here once this is taken care of, we're going to also include that tracking number for you. That way I don't forget on Friday. So I think we have a good game plan, Richard. So have a really great rest of your week, and I'll be calling you on Friday, okay?
All right. Thanks, Tina. Love you much.
All right. You're welcome. All nice talking to you as always. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.